Stars, Wars, Explore, where only the stars are the limit. I'm your host, Dylan S., and here I talk about the dark and the light of Star Wars. Theories, characters, news, stuff, and whatever. Make sure to send any questions or comments you have about the podcast. Now, let's get started on today's Stars, Wars, Explore episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Stars Wars Explore. If this is your first time seeing us, then hello, but if you already know us, then you know how we do things here. Last episode, we talked about my favorite movies, characters, and ships from least to greatest. But for this episode, I'm going to be talking about all kinds of different theories. Some of these theories will blow your mind. So stay tuned for this episode on Stars Wars Explore. Hello guys, this is Stars Wars Explore second episode. It's crazy. I hope you all enjoyed the last episode, and if you have seen us before, well then welcome. Well, anyways, let's start with today's topic, theories. We're going to have three different theories this episode. Some of these are super wild, so make sure you stay tuned. Now that we have talked about the overall of this episode, let's start with our first theory. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the Book of Boba Fett series on Disney Plus, but it is very good. Anyways, in episode 6, Luke Skywalker gives Grogu the option to take a Beskar steel armor and go back to Din Djarin, aka the Mandalorian, or he can take old Master Yoda's lightsaber and train with Luke to become a Jedi. Now, before the next episode came out to reveal the truth, people started theories, and I found one that makes a lot of sense, and I honestly believe it. So, in the movie The Last Jedi, Luke is telling Rey that Ben Solo / Kylo Ren turn to their dark side because Luke could sense evil in him, so he was going to kill Ben. But during that, Luke said that Ben was the first Padawan to train at that Jedi temple. So people are believing that Grogu didn't take the lightsaber and did not train with Luke, and so that's why Ben was the first to train with Luke. In conclusion, I honestly think that Grogu didn't take the lightsaber, just because it would make a lot of sense and it all connects with the movies and everything. So this basically concludes our first theory for today's episode. I would like to know, what do you guys think about this theory? And I will now move to our next theory. Hey guys, welcome back. I really hope you enjoyed the first episode. Now this is going to be the second theory. Little hint, this theory will be about the new Obi-Wan Kenobi show that's coming out on May 27th this year. Crazy, I know. Anyways, enough talk. Let's get started. Okay, so as I said, this theory is about the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series that is coming out. So the theory is that in the trailer that came out a couple of weeks ago, and the trailer shows that Obi-Wan, it just shows like Obi-Wan Kenobi and like Luke Skywalker and like when he's a little kid, and shows Obi-Wan Kenobi like when he's younger and everything. But then all of a sudden it fades to a black screen. Like the music, everything just like fades away. And then the Duel of the Fates music comes on, and it shows the Lucasfilms Productions logo. Now, for some of you that don't know, the Duel of the Fates is the theme music that plays when Darth Maul, the Sith Lord, comes onto screen in The Phantom Menace before he fights Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so the theory is that Darth Maul has fought Obi-Wan Kenobi, like, obviously, in the movie. And so people are thinking that since they played that theme, that they're going to put a fight scene with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Maul. And I'm honestly really hoping it's one of the fight scenes from the Clone Wars, but I don't know. It's probably going to be the one from the movie. But only one way to find out, right? Just to watch it. So thank you guys for staying tuned, and keep staying tuned, as we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and then we will move on to topic 3. We are now going to have a quick word from our sponsors, but don't go yet, because we still have more theories to come. I would like to thank LEGO for sponsoring this episode. LEGO is one of the biggest toy brands in the world, and they offer many different branded companies, like Marvel, and all kinds of different car brands, and all kinds of stuff. But they also have a partnership with Star Wars, and they have some really cool sets. So if you collect Star Wars stuff, then LEGO is a great addition to your collection. Lego is also great to keep your kids entertained, and you can even use Legos to get them into Star Wars. Up to you, though. We will now resume the episode. All right, we are back. Thank you for staying tuned, because I'm about to tell you a crazy, and I mean crazy, like one of the craziest theories ever. This theory will be about the next upcoming Star Wars movie, and this could be one of the biggest Star Wars movies ever. So stay tuned to find out why. Now that I've explained the basics of this, let's get started. Okay, so the theory is what if the biggest build up for a movie is happening? Let me explain. What if every single Star Wars show that gets mixed into one movie? I'm talking about The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka, all of those. And the thing that really makes this theory just make a lot of sense is that Kathleen Kennedy said that a movie will be set in the timeline of The Mandalorian with all the interconnected shows and along with future stories that will accumulate and to make a climatic story event. This means that we could have all our old favorite characters put together in the biggest Star Wars movie yet. Let me know what you guys think of this theory. I mean, I personally think it's just crazy, wild, and would be absolutely amazing. Anyways, guys, this is the end of the episode. Please send any ideas or comments you have for the future. We will now end this episode with an outro. Bye. We've now heard my favorite movies, characters, and ships from worst to best, and I may have changed your mind. I guess I will never know. But what I do know is that I very much enjoy making these podcasts, and I hope that you do too. Comment any ideas or things you'd like to hear on the podcast. It could be reviews, favorites, theories, literally anything. So just drop it in. Again, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and stay tuned because more episodes are coming. All right, I guess I have to say goodbye. So bye. You've reached the end of the episode on Star Wars Explore. I hope to see you next episode where we will be talking about more fun things about Star Wars. There might be some theories and whatever. So just stay tuned. Bye.